Mr. Walton, I was just getting ready to leave. How's it going?
Just finishing up, Miss Grayson. I didn't expect such dirty windows at a church.
Oh, sorry about that. It has been a while.
Well, no need to apologize.
Here's your check.
Oh, thank you. I'll be able to get that new squeegee now.
Mrs. Grayson?
Yes, Eugene.
Oh, Mr. Walton, I hadn't noticed your presence.
What presents? I don't have any presents, just a bucket. I wish he'd clean his glasses.
You were about to tell me something, Eugene.
Huh? Yes. In addition to the libraries, I've completed the preliminary setup of the database for your pastor's sermons. I've programmed the hard drive so that once the data has been loaded into the system, you'll be able to both access and cross-reference it by title, subject, date, word count, frequency of verb usage, and similarities in sentence structure.
Yeah, don't try to figure it out. You'll just hurt yourself.
And on my next visit, I'll bring a text scanner, which will more easily facilitate the entrance of the data into the hard drive.
Well, thank you, Eugene, I think.
I told you.
I really do have to be going. Thank you both for all your hard work. I'll be in touch now. Bye-bye.
Farewell.
So long. Nice lady.
Indeed. Her personality reminds one of Persephone in the Greek.
Well, then you two should have a lot in common.
Hmm? How so?
Well, she reminds you of a Greek, and what you say is Greek to everyone else.
Bravo, Mr. Walton. Mm. An excellent example of relational humor.
I had to open my mouth.
Your somewhat anxious stance suggests that your departure is imminent.
Well, I'm getting ready to go, if that's what you mean.
Indeed. Might I accompany you as far as Wits End?
Yeah, okay, by me.
Excellent. Let us be off.
I think one of us already is. Eugene.
Yes, sir?
Where are you going?
Well, I believe I told you. Wits End.
Yet through the cemetery?
It is the shortest distance between two points.
It's also the spookiest distance between two points. All those brains, he doesn't have the sense God gave a rabbit.
Well, I've always found cemeteries to be quite relaxing and peaceful. However, we can go the lengthy route if you so desire. It'll give me a chance to tell you about the database I just set up.
Now that you mention it, shorter does sound better.
Interesting.
What?
Your fear of death. I mean, you're a believer, are you not?
Well, if you mean I'm a Christian, yes. And I don't fear death. I just don't like cemeteries, that's all. When I was a kid, my older brother used to tell me scary stories about seeing my name carved on a tombstone.
Well, that's not an unheard-of practice. Many people have their headstone engraved while still living.
Yeah, well, I'm not one of them. Even the idea makes my skin crawl. I mean, how would you feel if you looked over and saw your name on one of those tombstones?
Well, I... Oh, my.
What's the matter?
My name. It's on one of the tombstones.
What? Where?
Right there, see? Meltzner.
What do you know about that? Come on, let's get out of here.
Those flowers are blocking the first name. I must know what it is.
No, you mustn't.
Yes, I must.
Eugene, you don't have to do this. Now, they're waiting for us back at Wits End. Eugene, don't pull those flowers back. Eugene, now don't... Leonard. It says Leonard. Leonard.
Oh, my.
Eugene, it's not you.
I know it isn't.
Then what's the problem?
Leonard Meltzner is my father's name.
Eugene's father buried in a cemetery in Odyssey? Why didn't Eugene know about it? Is it really his father? Find out when today's adventure in Odyssey continues right after this. And now, Eugene's unusual adventure in Odyssey.
Well, here you go, Lucy. One lemonade a la Whitaker. Guaranteed to help you think.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. I need all the help I can get right about now.
Well, that article for the Odyssey Times still giving you problems?
No, the article isn't. The idea for the article is. I haven't come up with one yet.
Well, you have a whole world full of subjects out there, Lucy. Just pick one and start writing.
It's not that easy, Mr. Whitaker.
No, I guess it isn't.
Leonard Meltzner.
Hi, Eugene.
Leonard.
Eugene?
Leonard
Eugene.
Meltzner. Yes, sir, Mr. Whitaker, I'll get right on it. Leonard.
Get right on what? Leonard. Eugene? What was that all about?
I don't know.
Oh, thank goodness. Save it last.
Bernard, what in the world's wrong with you?
You look like you've just seen a ghost.
Now, don't you start, young lady.
Bernard, what's going on? First Eugene, and now you...
Eugene? Where is he?
Well, he went back to my workshop.
Oh.
Came in just a couple of seconds before you did, looking completely dazed. Do you know what's wrong with him?
Yes, I do.
Well, you want to let me in on it?
No, I don't. I've been spooked enough for one day, and if you want his story wit, you're going to have to get it from him yourself.
Well, all right, all right. You think you can manage to watch the counter for me?
That I can do. Lemonade, just what I need.
Good. Keep an eye on him, Lucy.
Yes, sir. Feel better, Mr. Walton?
A little.
That was my lemonade.
Oh, sorry.
I guess what happened with Eugene was pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, but don't remind me. Let's talk about something else, anything else.
You can help me come up with an idea for my article.
Article?
Yeah, for the Odyssey Times. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, why don't you write about your school?
I've done that.
I know. Why don't you do one of those hard-hitting investigative pieces?
No, I think I've raked enough muck for a while.
Who said anything about gardening? I want you to expose some big corporation.
I don't think so.
All right, then. Why don't you do a piece about gardening?
That's a specialty subject. Too narrow.
Well, then open it up. Instead of a garden, write about a forest. Nature. Seems like you can't swing a dead cat these days without hitting somebody who's trying to save some plant or animal. What do you call them? Endangered...
Species.
Gesundheit.
Endangered species. That's good. Thanks, Mr. Walton. I've got to get to the library. See you later.
Hey, you do that. I'm going to get some more lemonade. Cemeteries and newspapers. I just don't understand young people these days.
Do you really think that's your father's grave, Eugene?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Whittaker. It hardly seems likely, although my family, what there is of it, did come from this section of the country. I'm sure you've heard me say that I'm the last in a long line of Meltzners.
Yes, I have.
I was always told that both my parents were lost on an anthropological expedition in the rainforests of Zaire in Africa. I was only 7. After that, the state and the school system became my parents.
Well, what about other relatives? Aunts, uncles?
Mm-mm. Both my parents were only children.
What about your grandparents?
My mother's father, Kronholm was his name, died before I was born.
And your father's father?
My parents never spoke of him. When I was very young, there was a falling out of some sort between them. I have a very vague memory of a room and a Christmas tree and a silver dollar in a piggy bank. I believe that was the only time I ever saw him. I can't even remember what he looks like. Mr. Whittaker, that can't be my father's grave, can it?
Well, I can help you try to find out, if you want.
Would you?
Of course. Come on. I have to tell you, Eugene, I'm very impressed with your family. Did you know you came from such a long line of intellectuals?
Mother and father often talked about it. I also recall them speaking in hushed tones about a much less intellectual vein in our family line, my maternal grandmother's people, the Mushniks.
Well, your genealogy listed nothing but doctors and PhDs.
I wish it had also revealed the true identity of whoever is buried in that grave.
Well, that's why we're back here at the church. There we go.
Well, we're a little early yet. Would you like to see the grave?
I'd be honored.
It's not very far, just around this first turn.
All right.
Mr. Whittaker, I just want you to know that I appreciate your helping me take this little metaphorical climb up my family tree, whatever the outcome.
Well, you're very welcome, Eugene. I think everyone should know as much as they can about their heritage.
Yes, well, I've never really given much thought to my heritage before. I've always been more interested in computers and circuit boards. Perhaps it's time I paid more attention to the human side of things.
Well, I think that's a good idea.
Here we are. The tombstone is right there.
Mm-hmm. Leonard Meltzner.
How odd.
Well, what's the matter?
This grave has been manicured.
Well, it could just be the normal upkeep of the cemetery, Eugene.
Perhaps.
Eugene!
Huh? Oh, it's Mrs. Grayson.
Oh, Eugene. I thought I saw you drive up.
We just arrived a few moments ago. Mrs. Grayson, allow me to introduce John Avery Whittaker. Mr. Whittaker, Mrs. Grayson, Secretary of the Church.
How do you do?
Hello. Oh, I see you've noticed the grave.
Then it has been specially manicured.
Oh, yes.
I knew it. How? By whom? Is it my father's grave? What about my mother?
Easy, Eugene, easy. I'm sure she'll tell us the whole story.
Oh, it's all right. Your excitement is understandable. After you called this morning, I pulled all the records I could find about the lot number. Well, you know what a mess our records are in.
Indeed.
I'm afraid I wasn't able to find out very much about the Leonard Meltzner buried there.
Oh. What about the upkeep?
Oh, well, that's why I came out to meet you. The upkeep on this site is paid for on a monthly basis.
What? Monthly?
Yes. Every 4 to 5 weeks, a check arrives from Connellsville. This one came 3 days ago.
The GHM Fund, Connellsville Bank.
See the notation? L. Meltzner Grave Upkeep.
Eugene, do you have any idea what GHM might stand for?
Garvey Hiram Meltzner. My grandfather.
We'll return with more of today's adventure and odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure and odyssey.
My grandfather is living in Connellsville. My grandfather is alive.
Eugene.
Do you realize what this means, Mr. Whittaker? I'm not the last in the long line anymore. I have a living relative.
Eugene. Huh? I don't want to dampen your enthusiasm, but you really don't know that.
What? But he set up a trust fund for the upkeep of my father's grave.
Exactly. It's a trust fund, not a personal check. Your grandfather might not be alive at all.
I must know for certain. Is there an address on that check?
Well, just for the bank. And I doubt whether they'll give out personal addresses.
But I can't give up. Not after coming so close. Mrs. Grayson, could I talk with Mr. Whittaker alone, please?
Oh, yes, of course. It was nice meeting you, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, same here, Mrs. Grayson, and thank you for everything. All right, Eugene, what is it?
Mr. Whittaker, you're a man of remarkable resources and ingenuity. If there's any way you can, how do you say it, pull strings to get my grandfather's address, I would be eternally grateful.
Well, I might be able to do it, Eugene, but I want you to understand what you may be letting yourself in for.
Well, what do you mean?
Emotions are tricky things. They run very deep. You could be opening yourself up to a whole lot of love or a whole lot of hurt.
I have to try, Mr. Whittaker.
Okay, Eugene. I'll see what I can do.
Well, hello there, Lucy. How's the newspaper business?
Black, white, and red all over, no doubt.
Actually, it's not going very well at all.
What? I thought you liked that endangered species angle.
Oh, the angle's fine. In fact, there's too much angle.
Come again?
I went to the library to do some research, and you know what I found out?
No, what?
That there are about a zillion endangered species, that's what. I mean, just look at this list. There are 2 pages on parrots alone. There's an entire concordance of insects. Before, I didn't have any subject. Now I have too much subject. I need an expert just to tell them apart.
Yeah, well, don't look at me. I just come up with the ideas. After that, you're on your own. That's what my mother always told me, anyway.
I need Eugene on this one. Is he here?
Nope. Ian Witt are relative hunting in Connellsville.
But I didn't think Eugene had any living relatives.
Well, neither did he. You know how he always calls himself the last of a long line. But he thinks he may have found a grandfather in Connellsville, so he and Whit went up there to take a look. Can you imagine being related to Eugene? I think I'd rather pull out my fingernails with a pair of rusty pliers.
Just out of curiosity, does this have anything to do with what happened with you two the other day?
Well, as a matter of fact, it does.
I know you didn't want to talk about it then, but could you tell me about it now?
Why?
It sounds like a good story.
Stories about cemeteries are never good.
Cemeteries?
Yeah. especially that one on the north side next to the Presbyterian Church. Eugene and I were working there when he decided to walk through it to get back to Wits End. Now, I don't like cemeteries, and I tried to talk about it.
Well, this is the house, Eugene. 2115 Homedale Place. Look familiar?
Yes, it does, vaguely.
Are you sure you want to just surprise him this way, Eugene?
Well, I have no choice, Mr. Whitaker. There was no listed phone number. If you're uncomfortable, you don't have to come in.
Well, it's not my comfort that concerns me, Eugene. You want me to wait in the car?
No.
Well, I was hoping you'd say that.
Yes?
Oh, hello. Is this Hiram Meltzner's residence?
Hiram? Yes, it is, but...
May I see him, please?
No, I'm afraid you can't.
Please, I must see him.
We've come a long way, miss. Isn't there some way we could see him?
I'm afraid it's impossible. You see, he's...
Let him in!
I don't think that's a good idea.
I said let him in!
Come in.
Oh, my.
I don't believe it. Leonard? Is that you?
No, not Leonard. I'm his son, Eugene.
Well, I'll be. Eugene, you're the spitting image of your father. I haven't seen you since.
I'm sorry if I disappointed you, Grandfather.
Oh, son, not half as sorry as I am to disappoint you. I'm not your grandfather.
You aren't?
No. No. Hiram passed away last week.
Last week?
Eugene, I'm sorry.
So am I. I knew Hiram for more than 50 years. I know there's no way you can remember me, Eugene, but I'm Ralph Reams. I was your grandfather's best friend.
I'm John Whitaker, Mr. Reams.
A pleasure. Why don't you both sit down?
Mr. Reams, one of the reasons we're here is that Eugene found a tombstone in a cemetery in Odyssey with his father's name carved on it.
Is my father buried there?
No, your parents died in Africa. Just like Hiram said they would. He was heartbroken when he heard about Leonard. So he had a grave dug and headstone carved and set it up in the cemetery.
Well, why Odyssey?
Well, it's where Leonard grew up.
Oh.
Visited that grave every week until he couldn't get around anymore. Then he set up a fund for its upkeep. He sure loved that boy.
You said Grandfather predicted my parents would die in Africa?
Well, I wouldn't call it a prediction. He just said it in the heat of argument. He regretted it for the rest of his life, though. It was the argument that took Leonard and you away.
That happened in this room, didn't it? At Christmas?
Well, that's right. It was the first and only time Hiram saw you. That really hurt him, too, not seeing you again. I can't believe you remember that. Why, you couldn't have been more than 2 years old.
I don't remember at all. Just this room and the tree, a smiling face, and a silver dollar in a piggy bank.
Why? Would you both excuse me a minute, please?
I didn't mean to make him so emotional.
Oh, that's all right, Eugene.
I missed him by 1 week, Mr. Whitaker. 1 week.
You can't blame yourself, Eugene. You didn't know.
You were right, Mr. Whitaker. I've opened myself and everyone around me up to a lot of hurt. I think maybe we should go before I cause everyone more grief.
Eugene, wait.
You're not leaving, are you?
I really think we should, Mr. Reams.
But I have something to give you.
Oh, my word.
The piggy bank.
When you mentioned it, I remembered where he put it. Here.
It's heavy.
That's because it's full. When Hiram gave it to you that first Christmas, you got such a kick out of taking out that silver dollar. Well, he promised that if you'd leave the bank here, he'd put a silver dollar in it for you to take out every Christmas.
He put coins in? Every Christmas?
Yes, he did. He never gave up hoping you'd come back again to take him out. Well, I guess you'd better be getting back to Odyssey. I just wanted you to have that before you left.
Mr. Reams?
Yes?
Do you have any pictures of my grandfather?
Follow me.
Does this mean we shouldn't be concerned with animals around the world who face extinction? Of course not. But in our rush to save the Siberian tiger, the black-footed ferret, and the fork-marked mouse lemur, we've forgotten about another, and in many ways a more important kind of endangered species. Family heritage, the Eugene Meltzners of the world, the last in a long line. That's the kind of species we should all want to protect and preserve. Well?
Excellent, Lucy. Well done.
Yeah, ditto. I knew that idea turned into a good article, even if I didn't understand half of it.
Eugene?
Lucy, I think it's wonderful.
Thanks, Eugene.
That's it? Just wonderful? No $10 words, fancy explanations, or two-hour speeches?
I believe wonderful sums it up nicely.
Pinch me hard, Whit. I must be dreaming.
Oh.
The article will be printed up in the Sunday supplement of the Times, but I wanted you all to hear it first.
Well, I think it'll remind a lot of people about what's important in life, Lucy.
Indeed. I only wish I had more family to look up.
Well, maybe you should look into your mother's side of the family.
You mean the Kronholms and the Mushniks?
Mushnik?
My grandmother's maiden name, Mushnik.
How about that? You know, I have a second, third cousin whose maiden name was Mushnik. Yeah, Martha was her first name.
Your third cousin was named Martha Mushnik?
Is there an echo in here?
Well, what's the matter, Eugene?
Well, when researching my genealogy, I recall coming across a great aunt named Martha Mushnik.
Are you two related?
No. I know what you're thinking, and it's not possible.
Oh, I don't know. You two do resemble each other.
We do not.
Cousin Bernard?
Now, you see what you've done?
Oh, that's so formal, Eugene. Just call him Cousin Bernie.
Cousin Bernie? No, I don't deserve this one. Nobody deserves it. I refuse to be related to Eugene Meltzner.
Proverbs 17:6 says, "Grandchildren are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children." I'm sure Eugene can take great pride in both his parents and his grandparents now. And I have a feeling that his adventure with his newfound cousin Bernard is just beginning. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.